Welcome to the CYRSCEGKSWUMSWCSEOWPGISSS, or also known as Christchurch Year-Round Sports Coverage for your entertainment and growth of knowledge in the sports world update. Media in sports world coverage covered by sports experts' opinions, which are your peers giving you info on your Seahorses sports standings. Today on the CYRSCEGKSWUMSWCSEOWPGISSS, we are talking about the basketball showdown in Ms. Kreider's class.
The period four class ended up clinching the dub. They had an outstanding group of five shooters who ended up bringing them to the win.
One reason we won the competition is because we had more experienced players.
Another reason why we won is because we picked Ms. Kreider, although period five picked her too. Period three did not pick her, and they did substantially worse than us in period five.
But then having more experienced players is what ended up helping us beat period five.
But if you were to pick a new team, would you change anything, or would you keep it the same?
I would not change any of our five people we chose. I would not change them because they had the highest percentage at the end of day one, and the highest percentage at the end of day two. Although Harry did well the first round of day two, his average was not as good as the top five people. But he did really well the first round. But I would still say the same with my top five. I am basing this decision off the data. The data showed that what happened in the competition, and although there were some factors that might have affected how people individually did, the five people were continuously leaders, and in the end, they brought us to the win. Facts are facts.
Facts. I would not change anyone because all five people are very athletic, and when it comes to physical activity, they are competitive. But let's focus more on the statistic of things. If we take a look at our data, we can see these five have the highest average in period four.
Now, if we were to do a 5v5 tournament, would you keep those five shooters or would you change anything up?
I feel as if the five you already have is our best go, because not only did they improve from the first trial, but they also fixed their attire knowing that they had to beat their first trial scores. So I would say that the determination was there. Ms. Kreider, very aggressive and competitive on whatever she does. Taylor, thinks methodically on any field she is on. Gray, Destiny, and Haley all play on the basketball team, so I wasn't surprised that they were all talented on the basketball court.
Well, for the 5v tournament, I would change it up a little bit from the five shooters. I would have to say Destiny, Haley, Gray, Christian, and Ms. Kreider. All these people have individual talents they can bring to help the team, but they also can work well together as a whole team. Haley and Destiny already have played on the team together, on the basketball team together, and have good chemistry when they play on the court together. Christian has played football with both Haley and Destiny, which gives them really good chemistry. Gray can adapt to how teams work, so he can like show up to a practice and see how the team works, and he can just jump in and adapt to it. Ms. Kreider has spent the entire year getting to know this entire team, and knows their strengths, weaknesses, and etc. Like, she knows them like a book. Sorry, folks. Looks like we're running out of time today.
Thanks for listening to today's show.
Next time, we'll be talking about the spring sports that are starting here at CCS and talking to some of the athletes.
It's going to be a great show. See you next time on
CYRSCEGKSWUMSWCSEOWPGISSS.